This weekend, the Beauty and the Beast are back on stage in Northwest Arkansas. The national touring production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast opens Friday night at Walton Arts Center and will have five performances through Sunday night. Audiences will no doubt be thrilled with the actors and the music, but the set design has earned accolades as well. This morning, I reached Stanley A. Meyer, the man responsible for the set of the show since it debuted on Broadway. He's created sets for more than four dozen productions, and he's been nominated for a New York Outer Critics Circle Award and an American Theater Wing Design Award. This morning, I asked him where he begins to create a set for a Broadway musical set in a fantastical world.
Obviously, you have direction from the producers and from the director. You meet with the director and the rest of the team, and you come up with the conceit on how to approach. When we did the original Broadway version of Beauty and the Beast, the direction from Michael Eisner, who was the head of the company at the time, it was very, very clear. He said, I want the cartoon on stage, live on stage. And now that it's 20 years later, almost 20 years later, when we had the chance to reapproach this version of Beauty and the Beast, we all felt we wanted to go a little bit more evocative and less literal with the set. And myself especially, I wanted to do something with the design that would make you feel something rather than literally showing it to you. So it allows the audience to use their imagination. Like, I didn't want to quantify, like in the original set, we had a lot of arches and windows and doors. And those all quantify space. Like, that's how big a door is in the castle. So when you can just throw a shape, like in the castle scenes, this big sort of gothic, stylized window thing there that's just showing color, it just gives you a feeling and tells you something about the scale of the castle without literally telling you how big it is.
You know, many of the people who see this on tour are young people who may be seeing their first real big, extravagant sort of musical. So is there any thought about, let's hook them because, theater is magic, but let's show them just how magic it can be?
Well, I start to say that this particular design, my design for this show, is very, very whimsical and evocative and graphic. And I think there is a certain appeal, especially if you've never been to the theater, that you think it's going to be one thing. My personal belief is that literal design in the theater will be the death of musical theater. And that, you know, we're surrounded in our lives by just by common things or a door, a wall, a fireplace. So why not create something that's going to allow you to go, oh, look at that. Oh my gosh, that's a fireplace. Or, oh, gee, a caryatid is alive. mold. It's just, I just love the idea that when you go to the theater, your imagination is stimulated and involved.
How practical do you have to think, especially with a touring show, that this will look great, but it also has to load in properly, it has to be safe, it has to travel easily?
This is, I just had a conversation. I'm having a meeting with a new producer this afternoon, actually, and we've been talking about that. I said, don't tell me we're going to start designing the tour and we're going to have you're going to give us 2 days to load in, because that's really going to affect the cost of building it. I mean, the whole thing is that with this tour, Beauty and the Beast, the main objective, obviously was to approach it in a different way, a more stylized way, but also that it had to install in half a day and it had to break down in half a day and get into the truck or, however it was going to be transported. And so it's monumental because everything from conceiving the pieces to how they break down, how they break apart and fit onto a truck or go over the ramp, all that stuff, plays into how it goes in or how it comes together.
Do you have to think about, I guess you wouldn't think about a tour and, okay, how big are the venues, how small are the venues, because it's going to be one set and it's just going to work everywhere.
We do have to take that into consideration. They tell us the smallest footprint, and then we go from there. I know that when the first national version of Beauty and the Beast, which went out, which actually took 2 weeks to load in, because Michael Eisner wanted the full, big Broadway castle version, and there were hard portals for Be Our Guest. I mean, it was like taking out the Broadway show. And it was the Disney Company's first Broadway musical, and so they wanted people out on the road to have that experience. So it wasn't such a concern. But then, of course, they came back to us and said, well, we know we told you it has to fit in the depth of a 30-foot theater. If we could fit it into 28 feet, there's 24 more stops in America that the show could play. And we'd be like, okay, we'll figure it out.
Oh,
and so the goal on something like this show, it's, you know, there's a lot, I mean, for the actors and the dancers and performers and the crew, because there's times when it goes into places and they don't have all the pipes, system pipes that we need to hang the scenery. So stuff isn't a part of it.
Is it ever a concern with a set designer that you want to make sure you don't make the set so overwhelming that it takes away from the three-dimensional people on stage?
That yes. I guess, yes, yeah, that is a huge, huge concern. And we talked a lot about that when we created this essence of the design, that it would be very storybook-like and feel sort of Eastern European, and there'd be lots and lots of details. But still, because of the actual, I mean, it looks big, but the actual space that the actors are performing in is a very intimate, small space. We're using forced perspective with the portals. And so what looks like it's a ginormous space is actually, it's actually not that much that we're filling. So it, you know, and it morphs and changes and from scene to scene. So, but that is crucial to the staging of the piece, that you, when you're having this intimate, fantastic moment between the Beast and Belle when they're in the library and everybody's looking on and hoping that they're going to connect, and when he grabs her hand she grabs his hand actually, and there's this really intimate, sweet, soft moment. It's as big or bigger than the theater because of how it's staged, how it's the music that's happening there, the acting, everything about the moment. But it's the set, you know, it's they're supporting them, but it's also it's minimized in some way because the moment is so strong that it's almost like the set goes away.
So if you want to create a successful set design, all you have to do is make sure it complements the story but doesn't overwhelm it. Make sure it can be taken down and put up in half a day. Make sure that it travels well, and make sure that it helps tell the story. Other than that, there's nothing to it.
Yeah. Just hours and hours of sketching and painting and model building and presentations and just to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Is there anything that we should look for, that maybe a small detail that the normal patron, we wouldn't notice, that we should see, maybe a little signature piece of set?
There are in the portals, actually, there's all sorts of little animals and creatures that are sort of hidden within. And one of them is on the third, I think the third portal is an upstage left. There's our cat, my cat. My partners and I, our cat Barney, is actually hiding in the forest. So he's there. And another really interesting fact that when we were developing the town units, and we were looking at all this sort of Eastern European references, my partner is, his family is from Latvia. And so his mom gave me a book about traditional patterns, mm-hmm. and for Latvian clothing and accessories and pottery and carvings and walls. And so the set, which looks like needlepoint on some level, some of the panels are, you know, it's made to look like needlepoint or that, has very traditional Latvian patterns. And if you're Latvian or you know anything about the culture and you see the town for the first time, you instantly will know that I've been referencing it. There's also some of the patterns which I thought looked like, one of them is the gas, the one that's on the tavern, which is a big red pattern, and it looks kind of like a snowflake, is actually, the pattern in Latvian is star.
Mm.
So Gaston thinks he's the star, so he, of course he would have that pattern on his building.
Stanley A. Meyer is the set designer for the national touring production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast. The production opens Friday night at Walton Arts Center and has 5 shows this weekend, lasting through Sunday night. You can learn more at waltonartscenter.org.